This show has an explicit tag. This is not for the faint of heart or the easily offended. There's an explicit tag for a reason, people. Y'all get the guns, the drugs, from my generation, I'll take the fall. The saints, and across the nation, and it's a sin. The guns, the fiends, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, let's get it out. Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm Wayne's number one fan.
Welcome to the WrestleCast, episode 30, as Katie has told me. I incorrectly labeled last week's episode. Each and every week, we bring together the top minds that I can gather up at the last minute and have a roundtable discussion about what is happening in the wrestling industry this week. If you'd like to join us in on the conversation, there are three ways. Follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email with his great reading skills, you can email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. We don't ask for much, but please rate us. Share us wherever you listen. Now let's get to the panel this week. All right. Speaking of Wayne, what up, Wayne? Did you just get up from a nap, buddy?
I can't believe you've already started with slagging me off. And that is your grand new intro.
Yeah, that is my grand new intro.
Brilliant. I hope you worked hard on it.
Did you like it? Did you like it? I thought it was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Hey,
thank you. A little bit better than the second shift can do. Chevy, what up, man?
I guess we'll have to print it out and macaroni frame it.
Katie, how are you, Katie?
I'm good. I'm excited. You want to know why?
$9.99?
No, because, Well, you sort of made me sad when I was doing it, but I thought this was the season premiere of this show, too.
This is not the season premiere of this show. I don't know why Raw had a season premiere. I don't understand.
And they said it
that,
20 million times all night long.
Whatever. I mean, it was a good Raw. It was a great Raw, but I don't understand that at all.
And I have something for Wayne. Unlike him, I actually know that RVD is from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, bugger off.
Okay. And what else you got? You got anything else from Wayne?
Hi.
Rocky Mountain High is here.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, he's so creepy. DRG is here.
That's why I have that Ric Flair logo.
I know. With his Roman Reigns pictures everywhere. What's up with you and Roman Reigns today, man?
Oh, me? I didn't know you were talking to me. I don't understand what the hell you're talking about with Roman Reigns. I was going to say that we are waiting on people to return us from Canada, so I would hope that they would actually get the information back to us in a timely fashion. You know, 2-3 months later, that helps.
They're Canadians. What do you expect?
They don't have internet.
No, I know. I know. They struggle with that at all.
So what's the Roman Reigns thing? I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Dude,
you have a picture of Roman Reigns on your Skype profile. You have a picture of Roman Reigns on your group.
No, that's James Storm.
Oh, that's James Storm? Well, who's
yes,
that? Well, your group me is revolution. Definitely Roman Reigns.
How could you not tell the difference?
I can't.
Reigns has tattoos.
It's not
because Samoan people look like Tennessee Cowboys, apparently. You racist.
I try. Oh, no, that's Kata with the Roman Reigns on GroupMe. I always get you guys confused.
Good job, buddy. And you were going all professional with a brand new intro and everything.
Know.
You can't even get the pictures right.
He already spent all of his brain energy for the week. Get off his case.
Yeah, and I've been playing Destiny forever, so yeah.
How is it?
It's really good. Heavy set, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm not driving. Just fuck off.
Okay, all right. Well, this is going to be great. So what is up with the season premiere, guys? Is that when the Raw contract kicked in? DRG, heavy set? Anybody know what's up with the season premiere thing on Raw this week?
It's called branding. They've done it before.
I know that,
look where lined up with. It lined up with NFL, and it lines up with the actual season premiere show. So they're kind of like, well, since we never end, hey, we got a season premiere, even though they never technically had a season finale, so that would make last week's season finale, but we never talked about it.
I thought it may have been like them, their contracts ending and then beginning again. I don't know.
No, it's just that sounds special. Unless it was also the anniversary of when they came back from Spike, which I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think so.
No, it was October.
I was hoping that we were going to get a brand new NXT season 2 because that never happened.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming, my friend. Chevy, what'd you think about the season premiere?
My closest guess is it just has something to do with the, you know, you would kind of call it the season premiere of Monday Night Football going on.
Yeah.
And that's their biggest competitor on Monday night at any point during the year, because so much of their crowd are in America are football fans.
Yeah. And Wayne, what'd you think, man?
Well, that was only just a way to try and get anyone to watch Raw instead of football, in my opinion. But if that's what it takes to get a decent Raw every week, then bring on, because, yeah, the last 2 weeks really put my opinion of Raw into the ground, so I really enjoyed last night's show.
This is good, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely a marked improvement on the 2 weeks previous.
Yeah, well, I mean, we started with the match. We started with a cage match. I think overall, Raw was great. It had a little bit of everything, including a little bit of lesbian action for Wayne. And throughout the entire thing, I mean, like, they hit every demographic. It was funny. It was serious. It had some good promos. I think it was a really good Raw. Honestly, it was a really good Raw. Now, what did you guys think real quick? They changed the beginning to add the match. So they did like a wrap up of, or like a coming on Raw tonight little thing, like this is what you can expect on Raw tonight before they started the match. What'd you guys think about that? Katie, what'd you think about that?
Well, I liked it. I mean, it's not the first time they've done it. I mean, they haven't done like the opening intro, like with a song in forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a preview of a show. Like, can you expect tonight? It's a way to get people excited. I thought it was cool.
DRG, what'd you think?
Indifferent. That kind of stuff it's superficial to me. I want to get to the action as quick as possible. So, and it's cool that they're doing what they can to try to make it look all professional. So props to them, but that's not the meat and potatoes that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I just find it interesting when they change things like that, just to change up and see different ways to start the show and stuff.
I agree. It's just me being the fan that I am, which I'm unique. And I'm sure a lot of people out there loved it, but for me, it didn't do anything special.
Okay. Chevy, what'd you think about that, man? This is what's going to happen tonight on Raw.
I don't know. Maybe they're just, with that in the season premiere, they could also just be trying to see what would happen if they made it look more like a TV show and less less like wrestling. Because, I mean, Vince does like to run it as a TV show.
I think it's a good idea, honestly. I think it's, I'm anything that starts with a match for like the next couple of months, I am happy. If you start with a backstage summit, a match, something different other than Triple H and Stephanie or the Alliance coming out into the ring, I'm okay with that. I am. Wayne, what'd you think?
You're not going to like it, but
go ahead.
That's a bit of a TNA start for me. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay. That's all I've got to say about it, really. That got me hyped up for the show. It done its job, so.
Heavy said, you got anything to say about that?
He had to jump off for a second.
Okay. All right, so he's going to come back with us, and we're moving on. Keep, toss, or improve. In case you guys are new this week, and I know we got a lot of new Twitter followers this week, we start out the show every week with keep, toss, or improve. We keep something from the week in wrestling, we toss something from the week in wrestling, or we improve something from the week in wrestling. Because we can't just be negative. We have to improve it. So this week to start out with, we're going to start with Rocky because he hasn't watched much this week. So what, Rocky, overall, if you've watched anything at all, what are you going to keep, toss, or improve?
Well, let's see. I didn't watch any wrestling this week, which is probably the first time in 10 years that's happened.
Well, let's put that on.
But I can tell you, I'm gratified to hear that Raw was good, because Twitter last night was so negative about how bad Raw was.
Really?
Yeah. And so I didn't even watch it because it had sucked the last 2 weeks. And then I saw that and I thought, oh, God, okay.
Oh, you should ask one of us. You know that.
Yeah. No. So anyway, it's on the DVR, so I'll see that. I will say this. I've been I picked up a new podcast. I've been listening to the Jesse Ventura, and I've enjoyed that.
Conspiracies?
Hey, go figure.
God, he's a little
That's creepy. Awesome.
And wrestlers.
And wrestlers. Okay.
So two of my interests. Anyway, that was fun. I'll keep that.
DRG, what do you got, man? Keep, toss, or improve, my friend?
Are we doing one or two?
We can do two this week.
Okay. my improve, I made a call to the WIR that I want Bobby Lashley's moveset to improve by incorporating the rear naked choke that he used to win his debut Bellator fight this week. So just adding a submission hold to his repertoire would do a great job to give him that all-around package. Instead of just being a devastator that blows you up with impact moves, he's actually got some strategy to what he's doing.
Okay. All right. Wayne, you have anything to say about that? You watch TNA.
Not really.
No? Okay. Chevy, anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I think if you're going to have a guy who's wrestling in Bellator, it can't hurt. Fighting Bellator, it can't hurt to have him using a move that he likes to use in MMA.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Ken Shamrock ever used the. He didn't use the ankle lock in.
No, but
MMA,
he used the heel hook, and he actually used that in his matches as
well.
Oh,
he did. Okay, all right. Well, that's close. Heel hook is close.
Rampage is still trying to train to wrestle.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's. Yeah. His finisher is supposed to be a power bomb because he's used that. He did use that like twice.
Maybe
in
like
matches.
I've seen him use that power bomb in matches.
Mm. Well, yeah, his old Pride days. Whenever he was trying to break those triangle holds, that's what he was using was power bomb.
You know, he doesn't. He probably will not put the effort out to make it work, but he does have the tools available to be good at professional wrestling. He has charisma. He's an interesting person. He's got a good look. He's got interesting moves from fighting. He's a well-known name. So I believe if he tried hard, he could be good. Will he put the effort he needed to be a good wrestler in? No.
He was a good actor. Oh, I loved him in that role.
Yeah, but he just seems so lackadaisical whenever it comes to putting in. If you've heard the interviews of him, like in-depth interviews, more than the 5 minutes, he's a lackadaisical person. He just wants people to leave him alone and let him do his thing. And I don't see him putting in the effort. Like with King Mo, I give him respect because King Mo has been training, you know, nonstop, trying to get some footing into it. But I don't see Rampage putting in that same effort that Mo has done.
Okay. Let's get you one. We'll do a roundtable real quick of everybody's keep toss or improve twice. All right, Katie, go ahead. Keep toss or improve.
I'm gonna agree with you on the toss of the whole Bellas and Jerry Springer.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was. So
I retweeted what you said. There's 10 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Totally. 10 minutes of my life I will never get back ever.
And I
again.
Said, what'd you expect? I knew it was going to be a train wreck watching it.
I thought it was going to be a little bit better than that. And then the fake fact that Jerry got hurt, or did he really get hurt?
I think he really got hurt.
And does anybody confirm that?
He didn't really get hurt.
I don't think so either.
It's professional wrestling. It's
Katie,
all at work.
Yeah. I don't think so either, Katie.
I thought having the Bellas roll on top of him was how he was getting paid.
I think that's how he's getting paid. Having Stephanie roll on top of me is how I would get paid. Yeah, it's just really bad. Just bad. Wayne, what'd you think about that segment? I had girls involved in it, so.
Well, that makes me an instant fan of it.
Well, you are a creeper. You are a creeper just like Jerry Lawler. So.
If it was Paige and AJ, then he would be a fan.
Yeah, don't ever compare me to that horrible old little man.
Well, you're getting up there in age, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. You're little.
God. No.
You like him young.
Well, young compared to you, but then again, I am still in my 20s, not nearing 60, so.
60? He passed that like 60 years ago, buddy. Flattering RMH at this point. He's blushing.
Wayne, would you like to keep that segment? Or would you like to
toss
it?
Don't you give me the stern tone as everyone else. Yeah, bloody car crash scene. It started out like I thought it was going to be, but then all the fucking rolling around on each other and bloody, they found someone with worse acting skills than the Bellas. Q, their brother.
And their parents.
They got the whole friggin' family on that
so
show.
So bad.
Her mom was better than everyone else.
And this was a good Raw?
If you skip that part, Rocky, everything was fantastic.
And I love that their brother came out to the Total Divas music.
Yeah, I know.
There was three or four really, really good parts, but there were a lot of really bad parts.
I wouldn't say really bad, but That was not a good part. Not a good part by any means whatsoever.
Well, it depends on what you're going for. If you're going to prove that wrestling is stupid, then that's a great part because that's exactly what you proved.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. All right. Chevy, keep toss or improve.
I'm going to toss previous comments I've made about NXT crowd. I've been pretty harsh on them. After watching more, I think they're actually a good crowd, energetic. And I think what I like most about them is that there's some wrestlers in NXT who have really, really bad gimmicks assigned to them.
Yes.
But they try really hard, and they're really talented, and the crowd gets behind them regardless of the fact of their gimmick. Like, Bayley, like, if that gimmick was brought out on Raw, that gimmick would be shit on so hard she never
Bayley.
Would have had a chance to
I
get
love
over.
Bayley so much,
kind of like
too.
Emma's was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bayley so much too, man. But yeah, you're right. That gimmick will never survive Raw. Raw is so much. They're so.
Dude, it's props to Triple H for finding Full Sail to actually broadcast that from, because it's. I always pitch the idea that Impact should go to the college campuses and run that route. And
right.
The fact that Triple H chose Full Sail and have had such an immense following because of that university, massive props to him for making such a smart choice.
Okay, so if you guys want to talk about the NXT this week, NXT had a match this week, Rocky and everybody else. NXT had a match on Raw. It was Tyler Breeze and
Tyson Kidd.
Thank you. Tyson Kidd versus Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville. Really good match. I enjoyed every second of it. The weird thing was that I wanted the crowd to be so after them, but then I realize how secretive NXT is, or how underground NXT is. It's a lot more underground than I think it is.
It's network exclusive.
Yeah, well, not only that, it was Hulu exclusive before in the United States. You couldn't find it on TV. You had to pay for Hulu and get it on Hulu. So with that being said, so a lot of these fans, Rocky, didn't know who these guys were. They had no idea. The fans in the arena had no idea. There was a very good, I would probably say 25% of the fans in that arena knew who they were. And they were cheering for them. They were doing the chants from NXT. They were trying to get the rest of the crowd behind them because it was a stale wrestling match in the middle of the ring. It was essentially a dark match that was broadcast on TV. That's exactly what it was. And I give Baltimore so much props of those fans in those NXT fans in that arena promoting or being positive out loud, because they could have easily taken a shit on it the funny thing is they all got a good amount of pops when we came back from commercial break, and then they were wrestling and the fans kind of turned on them and they were like boring, and then the NXT fans got in there and changed the boring chant to what chant was it? It was a Olay chant. Yeah. It was an Olay chant for Sami Zayn, because Sami Zayn was in the ring. And then Sami Zayn got tagged out. Well, Sami Zayn got beat on, which I'm not real happy about, but he got beat on. Sami Zayn got tagged to Adrian Neville. Adrian Neville did two or three moves, and the first thing he did was a standing moonsault in the middle of the ring. Floored. Mm-hmm. All of them shut the fuck up at that point. Anybody that had any doubt in these guys, shut up at that point. Sami Zayn got back in, did his normal flip over the, he's got that swanton over the top rope.
Senton,
yeah, there you go. Thank you. The senton over the top rope onto Tyson Kidd. And then Adrian Neville got in and did his red arrow, and that was it. 1, 2, 3, done. And they did so well. No botches. They had to rush it through because they were running behind on time.
There was a botch in there.
Okay.
When Sami Zayn went down in the corner after taking a punch from Tyson Kidd, he fell over, and Kidd almost fell over him before making the tag to Breeze. But
yeah, I know.
It wasn't noticeable.
No, not noticeable at all. But it was fantastic, man. I'm so it's like a young kid growing up. You're like, I'm so proud of you guys.
Okay, Shaggy.
So, does DRG, you want to say anything about that?
The problem that I had with that match is it was all of 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, they were so rushed and to get us so many moves in.
It was so short that it didn't really give these guys a chance to showcase. And I honestly think the reason why Sami Zayn got the reaction he did is because they were in Ring of Honor territory.
Oh, yeah.
That's half the reason why the fans knew the chant for Ole. Because if you'd have done this in, say, Portland, Oregon, I don't think that they would have gotten near any of the crowd reaction that they did get. Mm. But the match itself was very good. It just was way too short. And that's always my nitpick for WWE is that they've got 3 hours, 2 hours and 35 minutes worth of television show, and they only showcase 40 to 45 minutes of in-ring action.
But, I think if you had them in there any longer, the crowd would have maybe possibly eaten them alive.
Depends on what you're doing. If you're allowing them to, like, if you allowed Sami Zayn to get hot like he was at the very first of the match, because when he was throwing his reversals and everything, the crowd was getting invested because they were seeing this guy move so quickly.
Yeah.
If you allowed them more offensive time before building that hot tag to Neville, they could have easily done a 7-minute to 8-minute match and it would have been okay. I don't think they could have had like a 15-minute because it would have, the fans would have lost interest because there's no emotional investment. But they could have done more with it. And in all honesty, I'm real glad that Sami Zayn got to debut on Raw. Yes, he debuted on Raw.
Heavy and him are fighting over that. Katie, what did you think about that?
I thought it was cool. It was a nice surprise they showed the preview for TakeOver 2.
Do you watch NXT?
I watch highlights. I'm still working on getting the network. There's been issues, but I do watch highlights, and I've seen some matches, but I liked Adrian Neville at the end. I think he stole the rest of the match, and it got the crowd really into it.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see, because they did this sort of as a tease for the event on Thursday. When they do another event, will they have him back on Raw as sort of a preview?
I hope so. Chevy, what'd you think about it, man?
I'm glad with what the wrestlers did with it. I'm glad that they tried to do this. I feel like they could have gone about the angle better. It felt like, they talked about TakeOver 2, but it felt like once the match started, it was really just like a showcase of, hey, these guys are headed to your TV soon and stuff. When I feel like it should have been, there's some kind of great push to get people to look at NXT TakeOver 2, have some kind of sense of urgency and show how important it is. And I hate to always go to it, but, have run-ins or a lot of cheating or something where it's just these guys refuse to lose to each other.
Gotcha.
So I would have almost tried the angle Adrian Neville was invited to Raw to have a match with someone since he was the NXT champion. And then Tyson Kidd ran in, and then eventually all four of them are in the ring.
Yeah, so then Tyler Breeze okay, I gotcha.
They go to commercial, they come back, they're now having a match.
Gotcha.
And then at the end of, but still, the match breaks down because they're all just trying to beat the crap out of each other before.
Something for the crowd and the audience that are not aware of them to be invested in. I got you.
Yeah, but if they're only going to give them 6 minutes of in-ring time, do you think that they're going to dedicate some behind-the-scenes stuff and building
they
towards
gave
Adrian?
Them fucking
they're not
going to
give
minutes.
Them that time.
They gave them fucking 6 minutes. They gave Bella 12 minutes for that bullshit.
They had one section of 10 minutes from between commercial breaks, and it started off with a recap of the Bellas. Then it was a John Cena Brock promo that was no new content, just rehashing of stuff they've said previously.
It's because it was at the top of the hour. It was at 10 o'clock.
No, it was middle ish because the last part of the segment was Randy Orton walking to the ring, and then they go to commercial. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, but Randy Orton walking to the ring is 5 minutes long itself.
But, the point is, how could that's such a waste of time?
Yeah. No, that's when I actually left and recorded my call for the all weekend review because I'm I know it's going to take them at least 10 minutes to get everything, all their commercial breaks done, and then Roman Reigns and Randy into the ring.
I have one more thing to say. I've read that. Because it went over with the crowd so well that they're probably going to try to get all of them on the main roster before WrestleMania.
Oh, that'd be
next
fantastic.
Year.
You think all four of them in the Rumble?
Possibly.
At
I don't know
least
about
maybe
Tyler.
Two of them. You know?
I don't think Tyler's ready. I think Tyson's ready to come back. I think his character is definitely interesting enough. Real quick, Wayne, what do you think about all this, man?
Well, NXT on Raw.
Yep.
Awesome.
Now, the other topic we've been talking about for the past 15 minutes.
It's going to be Sarky. God, well, you sort of branched off onto adverts and recaps and stuff. I didn't know if you were like bringing that up.
We were branching off on the into timing.
But no,
Wayne is a drunk.
Be that squit. I'm perfectly sober. More sober than Ant driving. But going on to NXT, proper marked out, like, you know, when you're a kid and your characters on your favourite TV shows cross over onto another one. I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And just makes you appreciate that how big a wrestling fans we are, because we all in the community tend to know NXT and all watch it. But it's not until you see it on to the main flagship show that actually a small percentage of us actually only watch it. And that when they used to do those top 10 shows every week, and everyone was like, how come NXT is at number 9, everything else like Raw from a few weeks ago or whatever is higher than that, and we couldn't get it? That sort of shows that not a lot of people do actually watch it, and I can't see why not. Because NXT is just a great show and quite often actually eclipses Raw for me, but hey-ho.
Heavy, what do you think about NXT on Raw, man?
The key words there were NXT on Raw. There were they didn't come up to the main roster, DRG.
But did they have a match on Raw?
They did, but that's not debuting. It's not debuting on the main roster.
Let him talk, DRG. Let him talk. Go ahead, Heavy.
But no, it's amazing, but the way I look at it is, you know, kind of like, I didn't get to hear everything that Wayne said, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's kind of like if you've ever, before you were into some of the stuff that you're into, like, for example, me, like, before I got into independent wrestling, before I really got into a lot of just more hardcore into wrestling, I would show up, and, you know, there were people that were on the pre-show for the dark matches. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember Tyler Rex and Curt Hawkins. Like, I knew Curt Hawkins. I kind of knew Tyler Rex a little bit, but I wasn't into it because I wasn't invested in it. But, that, like, I came back within a year later. No, not even a year later, I think, because it was a SmackDown in March and then a Raw in September or October, and they had in the tag team match again. And I loved them because I was more invested in them, and that's kind of what it is for some of these fans. You can say whatever you want about how much you like it, but not every fan is invested like that. I know many fans who, back when the brand split happened, they were just like, I'm just going to watch Raw. I don't care about SmackDown.
I'm just going to watch SmackDown.
Well, but it was just like, you know, they didn't care. Mm-hmm. So, like, they didn't care any of that stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Even when, that's when it was a brand split. It's kind of the same way with NXT. No matter, yeah, it's great wrestling, but it's kind of something you have to want. You have to have that urge to go watch this because we've been kind of trained for many years that, you know, WWE is top notch, so you're going to watch Raw and everything. But it's that passion that makes you dig deeper to the NXT, to the ROHs, to the TNAs. It's something else.
All right. Chevy, what's your idea?
This is something I've kind of been throwing out on GroupMeet, which is that Charlotte, The Ascension, and Sami Zayn are all looking to be maybe called up within the next couple months. No. And kind of the best debut format has always been these factions. And I was almost wondering if, Charlotte and The Ascension lose at NXT TakeOver 2, that Tyson Kidd, you know, kind of grabs them, and Sami Zayn's like, you all want titles. They've all got titles on the main roster. And then, like, the faction gets called up, and then their goal is for them to be holding all of the lower card titles by WrestleMania.
It's not a bad idea, man. That's really not a bad idea. Rocky, after hearing all this, man, what do you think?
I think it's a brilliant idea to bring to have a NXT match on Raw for a number of reasons. A little bit to what Heavy said, it gives you an initial look. If you're not an NXT watcher, it gives you an initial look at some new talent. But my big beef with WWE, as I'm always harping on, is the creative mistakes. Well, this gets rid of that. Here you've got a match with four guys you don't know anything about, so there's no storyline to be mad about. You can just appreciate a good wrestling match. Sounds like the only flaw in the plan this week was they only let it go for a few minutes. But this is the one chance you can hit that percentage of your audience who really appreciates a good technical wrestling match.
Oh, I can definitely hear Triple H in the back talking all four of them going, okay, guys, you have to make an impression. This is your shot. This is it. You're about to go out and debut to 4 million people. This is your shot. You need to get people on the on those eyes of the NXT. And honestly,
yeah, and that, that's great for Triple H, right? That they can get some feedback, some kind of polling reaction or whatever. I just think it's a brilliant move all the way around.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, man. But on the same note, I can see Vince McMahon going, "God damn it, we're not a wrestling company. We're sports entertainment."
I know. Wayne.
The problem is that wrestling fans, the ones who care about technical wrestling fans, have proven that they're going to keep watching no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Wayne, keep tosser and proof.
That was going to be my keep, but I'll move it over one. We'll move it to the Miz, Ziggler, Sandow segment.
Second segment of the night right after the cage match.
Oh, yeah. We all moan like that. Oh, we want Raw to start the match, blah, blah, blah. And then the first talking segment, I go, keep.
No, I agree, man. I totally agree with this.
I really wanted to hate that segment when it started because I thought it was going to be cheesy and everything when he was going to go to the Titantron for pictures. But my God, that had me in tears and I absolutely loved it. And even little bits like bloody Sandow
copying Miss.
Yeah, that's my keep as well. I like Damian Sandow in this role. It's so good for him.
Thing is, though, that's making Sandow relevant again. I can hear Kat a bitching and moaning as I'm speaking this. But, no, it's making him relevant because at the end of the day, he's now on the outside looking in. And it won't be long before Sandow turns on him. And then, boom, you've got your Sandow back in it. But it's better than him just doing random stuff every
the
week.
The Spanish
so.
Announce table... As much as I like those guys, they were completely wrong about Sandow. This is not the death of Sandow. Not at all.
No, no. They're making him slightly relevant, just keeping him on the back burner. Yep. And as soon as I want to, I'll be boom. He'll, exactly. You know, turn on Miz and you've got a relevant character again.
Exactly. Absolutely.
The, also, the Miz one, there's a lot of rumors up that, you know, if they want to bring Batista back as face again... that's a way you can bring Batista back in with this film gimmick by saying I'm the real movie star. Boom.
He can be up to Miz.
Batista said that if he comes back, it's only going to be one match, and he wants it versus Triple H. It's going to be his retirement match because he's enjoying himself doing movies too
if,
much.
They offered him a Brock Lesnar match.
Yeah. A
bit different.
Well, you know it's a retirement match, so you're going to lose.
So
does Dave Batista actually deserve a retirement match?
Not really, but, you know, whatever.
They need someone that is big and powerful to go against Brock Lesnar. So that's one way to bring Batista back on the right side of that feud is to then feud with the Miz. So this Miz character, I was there on the first night when that was Jericho or Miz. It turns out they both come back. I was there bitching and moaning about Miz saying, why don't he just fuck off and everything? But I've got to say, in this gimmick, he's totally won me round, and he's actually been the up there was top feature of the night for the last month, every episode. And yeah.
Heavy and I will say, you're welcome. Because both of us totally enjoyed The Miz coming back. Absolutely. All right, we're going to move on. I know we said we're going to do two. We're only going to do one this week. What's on, Wayne, Katie, what's going on with Total Divas? You guys want to give us a quick update or tell us it's good, bad, no spoilers?
First of all, I love the fact that you put me in included in this, so this is fun.
Yeah, so season 3 of Total Divas debuted. I saw something on YouTube about Natty being in charge of Rosa Mendez.
She's their babysitter.
She's a babysitter, evidently. That chick looks so stupid.
She is. I thought Eva Marie was the most annoying one. Rosa Mendez has just went up, and she's weird to me. She looks weird. She acts weird.
She acts weird in the ring, too. Wayne, what do you think?
No, I've still got 3 episodes to go of Series 2 before I get on to Series 3 because Claire's dragging her feet watching it, saying it's become difficult to watch. But Rosa Mendez is just, oh, she fucking annoys me. Eva Marie, everyone bitch about her. She don't annoy me that much. She's just sort of there. But Rosa Mendez, oh, just her stupid little face.
Katie, how was this week's episode? Was it good, bad, indifferent? Should we watch it?
It was okay. I mean, it was pretty much the introduction of Rosa, and then Nikki Bella still have a craving to wanting to have kids with Cena, so she freezes her eggs. She wants to get her eggs freezed. She was sneaking around pretty much trying to do that without him finding out. Like, they were in the house together, and she was sneaking around, and he didn't know until like the very end, and he found like one of the shots, and he's like, "What the hell is this?" So that was the conclusion of that. And then Natalia, like I said, was the babysitter for Rosa. So,
okay. Chevy, I forgot. Are you watching Total Divas?
Hell no.
All right. I'm assuming DRG is not. I'm assuming Rocky Mountain High is not.
No, not watching it. But I will say that, was it Rosa Mendez looks like China's sister to me for some reason.
She's
only
very,
like less
she's
masculine.
Super tall.
She's just, yeah, she for some reason I see China only less talented, which says a lot.
Yeah, that reminds me of something because I said she has a face where if you told me if she was born a guy, I would believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Rocky.
So here's something about her. I don't know if you guys remember, but what perfect timing to have her on Raw in Baltimore the same day that Ray Rice video comes out and all the controversy. Because she was abused by her fiance, Steve Slocum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
AKA Jackson Andrews. Yeah, and there was a police report and all this stuff, and it was an ongoing thing. It wasn't a one-time deal. And that's my memory of Rosa Mendez, was that whole thing. And I think she gave some interviews about the whole battered wife syndrome and all that stuff. And lo and behold, here she comes out on Raw on that day.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Rice thing. My brother emailed about the Rice thing. All right. What are you guys watching? What are you guys listening to? Monday Night Wars was DX last week. Fantastic. If you grew up in that era, just watch it. It will bring back so many memories. They went in depth into the DX. What happened? How did it transfer? How did it become? How did it start? All that. It was just a great, lots of new interviews. Just so good perspective of what NWO thought of DX, what DX thought of NWO. Just so good. Just so good. Anybody else watch that? Rocky, you watch that, right?
Yeah, that's such a great series. In fact, my renewal for the network came up a few days ago, and I just instantly renewed it. And based on that kind of thing. You know, it's a new series made of old material. Mm-hmm. But it was terrific. And I meant to ask you during that, you were talking about the very opening of Raw, and they gave some kind of a preview of what's going to be on the show that night. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that during the Monday Night Wars, I can't remember if it was WCW or WWE was doing that as well, where they would tell you kind of ahead of time what was going to be on to keep you from tuning away.
It was WCW.
WCW.
Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, brought back something I hadn't thought of in years. Anyway, yes, excellent series.
Excellent series. Anybody else watch that?
Not yet.
Oh, it's so good. It's just so good. Anybody else? Chevy? Wayne?
Over the last week, that was the choice between Monday Night Wars or the WCW, and I chose the WCW Nitro route, and I've done the first 2 months, and I've done Full Brawl and getting ready for Halloween Havoc. And I've got to say, I absolutely love it. I think that's aged quite well, considering some of the gimmicks today, you know, are just as bad as what they were back then. So no, I'm absolutely loving it. And this is
the Nitro era.
Yeah, this is 95. I've started at the start and going all the way through. So no, quite impressed. I'm sort of glad I never dabbled with WCW at the time now, to be honest.
So which pay-per-view are you up to in 95?
That's now building up towards Halloween Havoc,
he said.
Is that the Giant versus Hulk Hogan
monster truck? They've just monster truck match.
Everybody points to that as being so horrible, but as a kid living through that at that time, because I was like 14, I think, it was really cool because I was like, well, how the hell are they going to do monster trucks? That doesn't make sense.
I'm still doing that. That's exactly what I was doing. I was like thinking, I thought I want to look on YouTube about it, but I thought, no, I'm not going to ruin it. I'm actually going to treat it like a TV series.
But why are you
sitting there thinking, are they going to have a real thing in the arena and then sort of climb over to
just
the ring
wait.
And start going?
It gets so awesome. It's one of those that it's so bad, it's awesome.
All right. Anybody else watch anything on the network or anything else? DRG, you watch anything? What you got?
No, I actually started a series called Hell on Wheels from A&E the other day.
Yeah.
And that's actually pretty good. I'm only like two episodes into it, but I've been on vacation this week. I took the kids out to the ranch and went hunting, and I didn't have much time for wrestling, so I'm still trying to catch back up on what all I've missed.
Gotcha. I watched two episodes of that new Countdown. It's pretty good so far. The Giants of Wrestling and the Managers has been pretty good. Both number ones I already knew off the bat. Katie, you watching anything? What you got?
I haven't watched much or listened. To be honest, I'm playing Arkham Asylum on my Xbox. So I'm enthralled in that.
Arkham Asylum.
It's fun.
She said.
Whatever.
Okay. Chevy, what do you think?
My name's not Wayne.
Well, I haven't been paying attention because I'm playing.
Everything is a negative.
I haven't been paying attention because I've been playing A Link to the Past on my Super Nintendo. No, actually, I watched a lot of NXTs the last couple of weeks. I went back and watched the full episodes instead of just skimming them.
So good, right?
Yeah. I need more time on my schedule to watch wrestling.
I know. Me too, man. Me too. We're going to talk about NXT next. So, Wayne, anything you're watching?
No, I was saying about WCW, and I'm looking forward to Countdown being back. So I'm glad you brought it up.
It's good, really good so far. If you had to guess, what would your number one giant be?
Andre, by any chance?
There you go. Number one manager.
Heenan, by any chance?
Heenan, it's not manager, I'm sorry. Commissioner, number one GM or commissioner.
Oh, Christ. That's not Eric as obvious
Bischoff.
As what
was. Bischoff was the only one with a long run.
He's close. Eric. He's number, I won't spoil it for anybody, he's close, but.
Stone Cold. Excuse me.
She's close too. Stone Cold's Long. In the top five. Teddy Long's in the top six.
Mankind.
Stephanie.
Mankind is number one.
Huh.
Really? His was so short.
Yeah, but he was
Mankind
so good
Mankind was
at
enjoyable,
it.
But I'd have to give it to Bischoff because Bischoff held it for so long and no one else has held it more than 4 months.
Nope, Teddy Long was the longest reigning.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I'd give Bischoff that too.
Hang on,
was
that on SmackDown?
As well.
Yeah, it was on SmackDown. It's still longest reigning.
SmackDown
was Regal on there.
SmackDown didn't count by the
Regal
time
was
Teddy
on there.
Long had it.
And Shawn Michaels was commissioner.
Shawn Michaels was not on there.
I know, but he was like the first one. It was like an honorable mention, probably. Mm-hmm.
But he was not on there. Sergeant Slaughter wasn't on there either.
Where was Jack Dunny?
He was in the mentions of the worst.
That's awesome.
Laurinaitis is the worst.
Laurinaitis was number 10.
Dixie Carter didn't make the list. What?
She did not. All right. Going on to NXT. If you watch anything this week, guys, watch NXT TakeOver. I am NXT TakeOver 2. I'm actually not going to be able to watch it live. I have to go to Atlanta and see a friend of mine that's not doing so good. But here's your roundup for it. We have Kenta arrives this Thursday on NXT on TV. Why, DRG, would they allow him on TV but not the other guys they signed with him?
I honestly think it's because they're launching the network over so many platforms that they're trying to keep as many people interested in it as possible. Gotcha. Because you get a big spike in the Asian culture from having Kenta on it. But at the same time, I don't think are they letting Kenta wrestle? Is he performing?
No, here's what it says. WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair will welcome international sensation Kenta to NXT at TakeOver.
Exactly. So, they're making a big hullabaloo about him being a part of it because he is a Japanese wrestler. I think it would be, if they're going to do anything with these other guys like Kevin Steen or Prince Devitt, it's going to be in-ring first.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything about that?
Yeah, it's just international diversity. I mean, no Santino, no Yoshitatsu. You're seeing
Santino's
less and less.
Canadian.
Canadian is diverse. But you're seeing less and less Great Khali. Wade Barrett's injured, and you don't know what he's going to be like when he comes back. Sheamus's push
Sheamus
has been stalled for 2 years.
Sheamus did great on Raw this week.
So they've gone back to not pushing Cesaro.
Yep. All right.
And one other thing on that. I think this is such a critical time for network subscription numbers because the first batch is lapsing, and there will be some churn. There will be some roll-off. They've got to make all those up plus grow some if they don't want to crater the stock here. So how do you do that? You already got all the hardcores the first time out. now you got to diversify somehow.
Kenta's not going to draw anyone besides the hardcore.
Yeah,
Kenta will draw.
He'll draw international.
He'll draw the Japanese crowd and the Chinese crowd, probably Filipino or any of those other markets. What I don't understand is Devitt is also appealed to the Irish market, Scottish and UK, because that's where he got a lot of his fame before winning or going to New Japan. So I don't understand why they're not doing that. Maybe it's because they already do have Sheamus, but I don't know.
I think it has a lot to do with they're prepping him. They have a lot of they're still giving him time on the website, which they're giving more than anybody else. They haven't interviewed anybody else on the website except for him.
They probably just feel like Kenta's the closest to being in a package that they want.
Probably. All right. Next match coming up. That wasn't even a match. It's just an introduction. It's probably going to be like 2 minutes. But Mojo locks up horns with Bull. The rivalry between Mojo Rawley and Bull Dempsey reaches its boiling point at NXT TakeOver when the two powerhouses collide. Does anybody care about this?
No.
I really...
Flying fuck.
I know. I don't care either, but I mean, it's going to be a good match because it's NXT, so you're going to see some wrestling, but...
I disagree.
Oh, okay.
Speaking...
Not with Mojo, Mojo Jobber.
Chevy, go ahead.
Speaking of awful gimmicks that are on NXT.
Both of them?
His matches are so short and his gimmick so awful. I can't even tell if this guy's good or not.
I agree.
This is where the WWE influence is leeching into NXT. And this is the part where I don't like about it because they find certain guys that they like and they're trying to push them as hard as they can. Some guys like Rusev work out and then other guys are Mojo Rawley. So, you got to take the good with the bad.
It's just like anything else. I bet you have more influence over your own character in NXT than you do at Raw. You don't think so?
Nope. You're in WWE, buddy.
I'd say it's the opposite way.
So? It's the opposite.
They bring those people in at NXT because I doubt many of those people want any of those gimmicks. They very much put them in those roles, and it's only after they've been in the WWE for a long time that you start to get some creative freedom,
right.
And you're started. John Cena and other people have kind of over time eventually molded their character to resemble more of their real life personality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne, you anything to say about that?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Alonzo Amore and Sylvester Laforte will face off in a hair versus hair match at NXT TakeOver.
Oh, can I just, I want to say something
go
about
ahead,
this
go
one.
Ahead, go ahead, you sound so excited, go ahead.
That, how could you not be excited for this match after seeing that segment on last week's NXT?
So ridiculous.
That was brilliant for a light comedy relief segment.
It was.
It done its job, and the main roster could learn, not main roster, but the writers for the main show could learn something from this about doing a comedy segment.
Your mama's so hairy, she uses a machete to shave her back. Stop talking about my mama.
It's just the banter between them two was just the little quiet comments between them two that, not massively in your face, but were just gold. It was just brilliant.
Chevy?
Nothing. I mean, Enzo and company is going to win.
Okay. DRG. Nice, Chevy. Nice.
I love Enzo. And I like, kind of like what Wayne's saying, there's a certain place for comedy and wrestling, and certain people find that niche. You know, Rockstar Spud and EC3 with their stuff together, they've found a good niche for it. Mm. Enzo and everything he does, comedic, it just works for me. And the dude is just hilarious.
The accents are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It just plays into so it so fun. Well.
And The Ascension versus... Okay. The Ascension continue to dominate, or will Sin Cara and Kalisto dethrone the NXT tag champions? Are we going to see new tag team champions?
Think this is purely to get the Ascension ready for go up.
Wayne says, let me write this down. Wayne says, yes. I see tag NXT. Wayne says, yes. Okay. DRG?
I say no. I think the only way that those tag titles come off the Ascension is when they forfeit them by moving up to the main roster.
Okay.
I don't see as well as they've built them as a dominant force with no opposing teams. I don't see them dropping them to Kalisto and Sin Cara.
Chevy?
Even though I do agree that they deserve the tag titles.
Well, Sin Cara is getting ready to leave, right? We heard. I thought we even said a couple of weeks ago he's going to debut at the same time that what's his name is debuting. Alberto De Rio is debuting in Mexico.
Are you thinking about Rey Mysterio?
Oh. That's Mystico, you said?
Yeah, characters played by Hunico as of I think a year and a half ago.
Okay,
Hunico, right. Who was tagging with Camacho, is actually Sin Cara now.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Well, you rhymed there. Yeah.
I can't see the first main roster guy to win an NXT title to be Sin freaking Cara. Like if it was Kalisto and anyone else in NXT, pretty much I could see it. But
so that's a no from you.
Yeah, Ascension can hold the title until they're called up, and then they can give it to Enzo and Cole.
Hey, I'm gonna go to Rocky Mountain High and Katie just to get your. I know you guys don't know a lot about it, but just to get your. So I can write this down.
I'm sorry, I'm unfamiliar with the with those two tag teams, so I can't comment.
You're unfamiliar with the Ascension?
The Ascension is a dominant tag team that go.
Follow man.
Yeah.
Cha.
Exactly. That's all you need to know about the Ascension. They have had really no tag team feuds outside of Hunico and Camacho, and even that was pretty much a one sided squash for the Ascension. So they're just a dominant tag. Kalisto and Sin Cara are the flashy high flyers who've been paired together for about a month and a half now. Is that right?
Yeah, probably about that.
I mean, okay. It's better than Kalisto and Robert Rodriguez or whatever his first name is.
Kalisto and Solomon Crow, because that's what they were doing for a while. Well, and I do not like the idea of Solomon Crow being with Kalisto.
Yeah, that's not good at all. That's not good. Katie?
Well, a lot of people have been wanting the Ascension to come up for Raw, so if they were to lose, I guess that would be their way to come on Raw on the main roster.
So you're saying they lose?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Katie says they lose. Vamp is saying.
Everyone keeps forgetting that Sin Cara is part of that tag team.
Well, wouldn't it just piss everybody off if he won?
Vamp is saying.
It wouldn't make me mad. It would just feel pointless.
Vamp is saying no.
I honestly think the NXT crowd does not care because they know that it's Hunico and no longer Mystico, and he hasn't had the amount of botches that he had. Because when he was on the mainstay roster, that dude could not work the WWE style. He works Lucha Libre. Hunico was able to blend it better and does well in NXT, so I think that crowd appreciates Sin Cara down there.
Okay, Wayne, next match is Bayley versus Charlotte, which I've just been thoroughly impressed with Charlotte lately. Bayley versus Charlotte for the NXT Women's Championship. I love both of these girls right now.
I was going to say, I was impressed with Bayley on the mic and stuff. She's really stepped up, and I think this gimmick's going to hold her down, if anything, because I think... And she needs to change her finisher, for fuck's sake. That belly to Bayley just is terrible. I hate it. But other than that, I love Bayley. Charlotte's growing on me. That's going to be a good match. The last two events, the women's match has stood out, and I think this has got a chance this could do the same.
Who's going to win, Wayne?
Wayne's going to win.
Wayne's gonna whine.
Wayne's penis.
Wayne's
gonna
win. His pants are gonna lose.
That's right.
Yeah, Wayne's gonna wank.
Thing is, though, if I look at Bayley's abs, I'm gonna win. But if I look at Charlotte's face, then I'm gonna lose. So,
picture of Blade.
She's not that ugly. She is.
Oh, I can't.
She's athletic looking.
Her body, but she's gotten
I've got
so much into shape
for doing that. I'm sorry, yeah. I can't.
She has gotten so much better into shape since she's gotten that title.
Her in-ring has gotten so much better from the moment that she came in. She's doing outstanding work.
Outstanding.
Oh, Wayne. Wrestling ability. She's
Wayne.
Awesome.
Shut
she's
the fuck up, Wayne. Who's winning?
Oh, right.
Right, yes.
I think my heart is going to say Bayley, but my head is still thinking I don't think, because there's so much Divas stuff happening on the main roster.
Who's
Shut
winning?
Up. Because there's so much happening on the main roster of Divas, I think Charlotte has still got a little bit more time than NXT, so I think she'll keep the title.
All right. Charlotte is retaining. DRG.
I want Bayley. Put that in brackets.
If we're gonna go with what I want, I want Bayley to win with her new finisher, the Huggles, to where she just grabs Charlotte and hugs with every inch of her body until Charlotte passes out.
Just holds on.
But
to her.
I say Charlotte wins.
Charlotte, okay. Chevy.
I find all three of the title matches hard for me to predict. Mm-hmm. On this one, I'm probably just gonna go. I'm gonna go Bayley.
Bayley.
Taking a risk, going against the grain.
Go ahead.
But I think Charlotte is going to get called up soon, and I don't know. She hasn't had like a long dominant title reign, so I don't feel like.
I have that feeling too. I think she's going to get called up soon too.
I don't feel like she needs to be stripped of the title.
Either way, whoever wins, it's a good call for them because they're in a position where both people can do well, either holding the title and retaining it, or taking over as a new champion. So they booked themselves in a great corner.
Katie?
Well, I liked the last match Charlotte had with Natalya where she won the title. I thought that was a great match.
Okay.
I think this will be a good match, too. I'll say Charlotte retains.
Charlotte? Well, I love you for Charlotte. Rocky Mountain High.
Sorry, another pair I don't know about.
Okay, all right. You know why I know this is going to be a really good thing? I'm going to be really mad that I can't watch it live because none of us can tell who's going to win.
That's the best way.
I know.
Yeah, that's so rare, too.
I'll be honest with you. It's probably going to be Charlotte. I'm going to go with Charlotte.
Just hope the match is good.
The match is going to be good, but I
what if Bayley just hugged her the whole time until she tapped because she was so frustrated?
It's so annoying.
That's what I'm saying. The Huggles. That's her new finisher.
Don't do like the bear hug, just a gentle hug.
All right, we have a fatal four-way for the NXT Championship. Adrian Neville, Tyson Kidd, Tyler Breeze, and Sami Zayn. Wayne is a baker.
Haven't got a clue on this. I just know that Tyson Kidd won't be getting it, so let's run it down like that. I've got a feeling Tyler Breeze. Let's go there.
Breeze. DRG.
I don't see this being Sami Zayn's first title win. I think that Baby Ziggler gets the win here, and that starts building towards a Sami Zayn Tyler Breeze feud.
Breeze.
So my pick is Baby Ziggler.
Breeze. Chevy.
I'm probably going to go with Neville. Tyson Kidd's not winning it. Sami Zayn's not winning it. I think, regardless of whether or not they go with my faction idea or not, I think the hunt for the title is going to be the story that calls Sami Zayn up, where he's so tired of being in NXT and not having the title. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to go get, you know, the Intercontinental title.
Katie, the First Lady.
Yeah, I'll say Adrian Neville retains.
Neville?
And he's not ready to go up, and it's awkward if he drops the title and hangs around for 6-8 months.
RMH, you got anything on this one?
Not true, because they've got enough talent coming in right now. Like, you put him with Devitt as a tag team and put them in that division, Neville can stay relevant enough to get another NXT title win before moving up. As much everybody keeps pushing to have these guys up on the main roster, leave them down there for a little bit longer. Let them get another 6 months in before debuting or before moving them to the main roster, and let there be a fever pitch type moment where these fans are going, man, we're seeing this on the network. I want to see it on Raw, like they did with Ambrose.
RMH, you got anything?
I just hear all this buzz about Neville, and, you know, most people I talk to are very high on the guy, so it seems like that'd be the logical one.
Neville's going to maintain? Okay. I am actually going to go with Breeze myself. I think Tyson Kidd actually is going to be my backup on that one. I think Adrian Neville is going to lose, and I think Sami Zayn is going to lose. I think somehow they're going to be worked out of the Fatal 4-Way. That's why I think they're having a Fatal 4-Way, because I think it's an opportunity for Breeze to get it or Tyson Kidd to get it, and then the other two just to slowly fade away, honestly. Zayn's not getting it, and I know Zayn's not. If Zayn was going to get it, he would have already gotten it by now. Zayn is not getting the title. He's just not having it. So I'm just going to love it, Breeze.
He's getting buried.
I just love it if RMH actually turns out to have predicted everything right and we were all wrong. And he doesn't even watch it. That would be amazing.
Hey, I just thought of something. Have they made the edit to the NXT to have the new logo on it? I haven't seen that.
No, not yet.
On the belt? I haven't seen the belt.
I could almost see Tyler Breeze
like whenever he wins the championship, like getting a new, like even if it's not a big change, just being like, I made it better.
Yeah, okay.
Like a better looking belt.
A prettier belt.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The prettiest belt for the prettiest boy.
Can I ask everybody, do y'all like the NXT title? Like the actual title belt itself?
I don't care. It's fine. I don't care. The only thing I don't like about it is the fact that it scratches really easy and you can see all the scratches on it. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
Okay.
Katie?
About the title?
Do you know
it's not
do
done.
You know, do you know what the title looks like?
Yeah, I've seen what the title looks like, but it's not my favorite design, but I don't hate it either. So.
Chevy?
I like the big NXT in the middle, so like the buckle. I don't like the band very much. And I kind of feel like with the way they run the main the WWE World Titleweight belt with the plates, it would be a good idea for them maybe to like have those individualized plates for the main title on the NXT too.
There is no nameplate on it. It just says NXT on it. So whenever you own it,
he's talking about the side plates,
the logo plates that they have on the main one.
Yeah.
I feel like that you could mirror that on the NXT belt because the actual leather and pictures on the side are kind of meh.
Mm-hmm. So what would you put for like Neville, like a red arrow on the sides?
Well, so on the NXT with Neville, you could actually do because they have three. They have the logo three times on each side of the NXT. You could do three different pictures of a man flipping to kind of show like the finisher of his.
I gotcha. Okay. Wayne, do you care about the title?
I think the title belt looks stupid personally, but you don't want something. You don't want something royal and regal and traditional because it is an up and coming thing. So that does suit what it is. It is the up and coming brand. Yeah. It's the future. It is the newcomer belt to say, so yeah, that is more relevant than
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Moving on, new segment this week, DSJNP audio biography. Ooh, you like that, didn't you? Audio biography, get it? Instead of autobiography, it's audio biography. You get that?
Sorry, I'm
just can you explain that?
You slayed me.
I don't get it.
Wayne just said he just got it, so ha ha ha, fuck you guys, that's all I'm saying.
Wayne, DM me because I'm lost. I don't get it.
So this week we're actually doing RMH. So RMH, give us a little rundown, man. What do you like? What do you not like? Where you, if you want to, you know, you go, it's as detailed as you want to be. Go for it.
Dude, I am so old that it'd take me 3 hours.
Well, I started out in Egypt. And I helped some people escape some stuff.
My high school teacher.
Yeah. Can't tell you how easy cursive writing was when it came along. Instead of chipping out those stone tablets.
They don't even do cursive writing anymore, buddy.
Now, what's there to say? I've lived in Colorado most of my life with a little excursion to Southern California and New York City.
New York City.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
That's what he says, I have to say that. Anyway.
It's I traveled a lot. What I do for a living, I'm a electrical engineer. I work on great big data systems, and that, oddly enough, kind of sparks my interest in wrestling because it's a exercise in making a whole bunch of components work, and that's how wrestling is. You've got, you know.
I think we just lost Rocky.
Spark ran out.
Spark ran out. Rocky,
did his pacemaker quit?
He just got out.
Decide about the segment.
Seriously, he just got dropped, dude.
This is the audio part of the audio biography.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. He's really mad that they didn't have trademarks back when he invented fire. He could have made so much money.
Yeah, man. Actually, I patented it, but I can't get the damn violators. They had a fire Napster, you know, and they keep stealing it.
All right. You were saying that's why you like wrestling.
Yeah, I like wrestling because it's just such a trick to pull it all off and make it all work. And as much as we whine and complain that they should have done this better or that better, or it was too obvious or, you know, whatever, it's a miracle that it comes off every night. or every week live on TV, and almost as much of a miracle that it comes off on live shows as flawlessly as it does. It just astonishes me.
All right, you want to tell us a little bit about your wrestling background?
Yeah. So I my earliest memories were of wrestling were maybe at age four, which is like 1961. JFK's in office, and it's all black and white. You had about three TV channels at the time. I know that's hard to imagine nowadays, but you had three networks and some funky local station. And it was always the same thing on every station except for the funky local. So the three networks all had news at the same time, and they all, you know, they had Flipper or whatever on TV. And that, but the wrestling would come on Saturday mornings, black and white, AWA. And so I grew up on, you know, Mad Dog Vachon and Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher and these guys in the 60s. And it was great. I thought it was That's real awesome. For a long time. They sold it pretty well. These guys looked legitimately scary to me as a little kid. And luckily, I'm the youngest, and my older siblings did not spoil the magic. And then, of course, I figured it out as I got older. Still appreciated it. I really came to enjoy it in my 20s in the 1970s when, what was it, the Turner Superstation, TBS, came on. And that was like the first...
Dinner's in the microwave.
Yeah, first national...
Hey, Rocky, dinner's station. In the microwave, Rocky.
Yeah, that was Sorry, the first that national... That was my mother. Yeah, so when Turner came on, we got Georgia Championship Wrestling, which quickly turned into... World Championship Wrestling, or WCW.
Good night, Pookie. I love you.
Good night, Pookie.
We love you too, Pookie.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, RMH, can I ask you a question?
That's Stan and Katie, by the way.
Is dinner on the table?
No, it's in the microwave.
RMH, as a fan that young, what wrestlers were you really drawn to in AWA, and which ones did you like just super hate it?
Oh, I super hated Mad Dog Vachon because he was such a scary guy. And he was never funny. He was never kind of doing inside jokes. He sold it the whole way that he was a killer heel.
As far as I heard, he did the same thing out of the ring as well.
Oh, great. Well, it's believable. I mean, the guy was very scary. You had Baron Von Raschke, who even a kid could see through that this guy's not really a heel. And the Crusher and the Bruiser were kind of semi-comedic. But Vachon, yeah, he was bad. The guy I really liked was sort of nominally a heel, but not a super bad guy. And that was Nick Bockwinkel. He was a champion for a long time. And he was a kind of a renaissance man. He was a really good wrestler. He was very smart, gave a great promo, was managed by Bobby the Brain Heenan. It's just nothing not to like about Bockwinkel. He was great.
All right. And now tell us your favorites throughout the 90s.
Oh, okay. Well, just real quick, in the 70s, Ric Flair showed up on my TV, and I was in love immediately. I said, oh, this is the guy. Man. This is the promo. And then they had the Four Horsemen and all that, and it was awesome. And then in the 80s, of course, you had Macho Man and, you know, all those great guys. But in the 90s, it was, for me, Foley, all the usual suspects, DX, I could go on and on, you know, the Click, the NWO. NWO was awesome. As soon as they formed, it was almost like that moment with Flair. You know, I was just hooked. I thought, oh man, these guys are the shit. Go ahead.
After seeing so many generations of wrestling, which one do you look upon as your fondest of memories?
I would say as individual wrestlers, not competition, but just as individual great wrestlers, I would have to say the Four Horsemen. But in terms of competition and good matches, I would say the NWO era, that whole 90s attitude era on both networks, the Monday Night Wars. To me, those were the best matches. Now, let me qualify that by saying I kind of fell off wrestling in about, 2002 maybe, for about 10 years. And then I got back into it in a bigger way about, you know, 3-4 years ago. So whatever great stuff happened in the early part of the 2000s, I missed. Notably, the one thing I know that I missed there was most of the divas, like Lita and some of them. But yeah, those eras, I mean, to me, it's incomparable, the late 70s era of the Four Horsemen, and then the late 90s, you know, 20 years later with the Monday Night Wars.
All right. Cool, man. So that's a little bit about Rocky Mountain High. We'll get into a little bit more detail later in the months to come. We're going to hit every single one of our panels this hopefully this coming month as we move on. And then now we've got a little bit from Wayne. Real quick segment from Wayne. He's going to call it, what are you calling it, Wayne?
I don't know, whatever you want to.
The rumor mill?
Bit. I don't know. Rumors.
Wayne is a watch. Segment.
Let's call it Rumor Watch.
Wayne and his water cooler.
Fair enough.
That's better than
Rumor Mill.
What you got, Wayne? Give us a couple.
So I'll just literally read out. We'll go around the group. If you feel like you want to chirp in, say that will happen, that's bullshit, or I don't want that to happen, just chirp in around the group or whatever as we do them one by one quickly.
Okay.
First rumor that I've got off the internet. So these are rumors. Could be bullshit, could be real. We'll just see what the group thinks of them. Regarding Lesnar and his next opponent, this might be an infuriating rumor, but his next opponent is rumored to be Big Show. How would you guys feel about that?
I think that got disproved because he's going to be in some Asian country coming soon.
It's a rumor. How do you feel about the rumor?
Bullshit. is that better? Anybody else?
Thank you.
There you go. DRG's got it. He's on the ball.
Okay. I say bullshit. Anybody else?
I follow your lead. I say bullshit.
Anybody else? Nobody cares? Okay, moving
is,
on.
Is there any chance, so kind of circling back to what we were talking about mm-hmm. earlier, is there any chance WWE is going to put a show on in Asia somewhere soon that could make this real?
It's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be a big show like that.
Bound for Glory 2014.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think it's going to, if it's anything, it's just going to be a tour, Rahi. It's not going to be... they're not going to put a Raw on in Asia.
No, they won't.
Yeah, or Night of Champions or whatever.
No,
yeah.
No. All right, Wayne, next one.
Apparently this is one spreaded by Conan, so this must be real.
False. I call bullshit.
Nothing but the truth.
Bullshit.
Daniel Bryan decided to have his first surgery because he didn't want to do the job to Brock Lesnar the way that Cena did.
Bullshit.
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 Moving on.
I think it's accurate because Conan hosts the MLW with Jim Cornette and they are outstanding journalists.
Yeah, whatever.
Cat is on the
car?
That was my cat impression.
There's your cat impression. Conan's a fucking flaming asshole. Wayne, what's next?
Another Brian rumor. Apparently he won't need his second surgery and the doctors are letting him heal naturally and he'll be back by Royal Rumble.
Bullshit. Well, he'll be back by Royal Rumble, but he definitely had that second surgery.
There we go.
If he didn't have that second surgery, he would already be back.
Well, and what's weird is they're not even talking about him, or not very much.
Which means he had something going on. He's going to rehab and all that good stuff.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Did anybody actually look up on that injury itself? Because from what people have said, that it's not a 6-month rehabilitation period. It's like a 14 to 18 month rehabilitation.
He's been out since what? Second pay-per-view?
No, that was the first surgery, though. This is the second surgery is when he started rehabilitating it.
Gotcha. Heavy?
I forget what I was going to say.
Talking about Daniel Bryan surgery?
Well, no, I was going to add on what someone said, so I forget. The Royal Rumble has always sounded right to me, but I think the reason why the reason why I think they're not mentioned is just because they don't know what's exactly going on. Mm-hmm. As soon as they got a timetable, that's when they'll start mentioning Daniel Bryan again. But technically, at least they're not mentioning him, because if they were mentioning him right now, it would be going back to the whole, yeah, Daniel Bryan cheated on you, Brie, which... Yeah. It's kind of sucks that they never went back and said, yeah, that never really happened. That was just to get Brie arrested, because they tried to carry it on for a little while longer.
Daniel Bryan said that in an interview, though. But it wasn't on Raw, no. Not
Brie
to that
said, Brie said,
oh, no.
Brie
well,
said
obviously,
on Raw.
Obviously, Brie. It's a storyline. But yeah. I'm saying, like, in the storyline to say, like, okay, it never happened.
Brie said
we just said that to get Bree said what?
Bree said it never happened. It was a very, very short segment between her and her sister. Bree said it.
No. It can't. Bree's not the one that has to say it. It has to be the other way around. Like, no, we said that to get you arrested.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I got you. Okay, I got you now. Yeah.
Because they kind of, like, after the pay-per-view, they brought it up, like, once kind of, like, saying, like, it was actually real. But I'm saying if they were to say, no, we just did that to get Bree arrested.
Yeah, it's fine. Next, Wayne.
The reason Seth Rollins' music was played after the big angle on Raw last night in the main events because I expected the transition to a feud between Rollins and Roman Reigns. This lends credence to the idea that Brock Lesnar will retain the WWE Championship at Night Champions.
No shit. That's not bullshit. That's no, that's
Wayne's
no shit.
Bullshit or no shit.
All you have to do is watch.
Rollins is going to cash in on Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Rollins not cashing in on Brock Lesnar. This was my god, no shit. Cena is not winning at Night of Champions.
I'd hate
Rollins
to say this.
Cash in on Lashley before he cashes in on Brock Lesnar.
No shit. No shit. He is.
That would be hilarious. If he just showed up at a TNA, I'm going to cash in on this guy instead.
That contract is not valid here, sir.
I stole the Feaster Fired case.
That'd be a great invasion angle, though. What a way to reveal it.
He would. Oh, that would be a good invasion angle. Go ahead, Heavy.
But I hate to say this. I would love to see Seth Rollins cash in just to see him get his ass beat. But actually, I want Seth Rollins. I want Seth Rollins to cash in and win it. But just that thought of, like, can you imagine, like, Brock Lesnar winning something, and all of a sudden, like, Seth Rollins' music hits. He's like, no, I'm going to cash in. And Brock's like, okay. Right. F5, done. All right. Sorry.
One more, Wayne. Give us one more. Make it a good one.
Oh, one more. Can I just squeeze in two? Quick one TNA one. It's been said that... It's been said that if Bobby Lashley failed to win his fight for Bellator, he would have almost immediately lost the TNA Heavyweight Championship.
Why would that have anything to do with the other?
Because apparently him looking weak in Bellator would make him look weak in TNA somehow. That's part of the rumor. I think it's bullshit, but I can understand why the rumor got thrown out there. I just
Brock
think it's bullshit.
Lesnar got his ass fucking beat in UFC the last two fights he had.
But that's WWE. TNA gets crucified for decisions like that. Just
he
like
also
if the Bellas segments would have been on TV,
he did.
They would have been screwed.
He beat Couture. That's when Couture just recently beat their main guy. But okay. I gotcha.
Bobby Lashley, if I might be wrong, but I don't think his MMA career is very impressive.
No, DRG he's said he
what,
went.
What, 11-2?
Yeah, he's 11-2. That's pretty good.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but he hasn't faced the type of people. Like, he wasn't fighting Frank Mir. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar was, like, actually kind of like his WWE run. He was shot to the top really early. I mean, his first pay-per-view fight was his second fight in... Mm-hmm. Oh, had a record of only being 1-0.
And he beat the fuck out of Couture.
That's because Dana White...
No.
Him so well.
No. You got to remember, he beat Couture in his third fight. He got a championship fight after losing his first pay-per-view fight.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he won his first match.
No, his first fight was against
Frank Mir.
That's what I thought, Frank Mir, and he got whooped pretty quick.
Oh, no, it was a decent match. He just got caught in a heel hook that he wasn't prepared for. But Lesnar looked impressive. The reason why Lesnar got shot up so quick is because Dana White marketed Brock Lesnar so well that people tuned in. They didn't care if he was good at fighting or not. They wanted to tune in to hear him say, you know, Coors Light, because Bud Light won't pay me nothing. In hell, I might jump on top of my wife tonight. That's what they wanted out of Brock Lesnar, and they got it.
He makes money for companies. Mm-hmm. He's money. He's a draw. Last one, Wayne.
There's renewed talk of WWE being really high on Renee Young, this time with the added rumor that Stephanie is her biggest supporter and pushing her to be an anchor for the Raw broadcast booth sometime in the near future, possibly sooner rather than later.
No shit.
That'd be cool.
I believe it. Okay.
I
believe it.
Yeah. I like her. I think she's cool.
I'm going to call bullshit on the idea that they ever lost interest in pushing her.
Me too.
Here's the thing about WWE and in rumors. This happens all the time. You hear, oh, they're high on this person, they're low on this person, they're high on this person, they're low on this person, and it's the same person every time. I remember when Cesaro debuted, supposedly WWE was high on him. 6 months later, I know something had come out that supposedly Vince McMahon wasn't high on them. And I remember a huge backlash on that. And then he started getting pushed, and now we're down to the point where people are starting to think, well, Vince McMahon's not high on him. It's, if they're not high on him, they're not on TV.
I agree.
Right. Well, it's the same thing, like CM Punk supposedly wore Cesaro's t-shirt in an interview because he is protesting Vince McMahon's decision not to like Cesaro or some crap. It's not just WWE. All these rumors are just that, rumors by a bunch of people who are trying to get clickbait. They want you to click on their websites.
That's fun. I enjoy that, Wayne. That was a fun segment. Comments on the net this week. Wayne, you get the email?
Yeah, okay. Big one this week.
It is a big one. All right, so this week on Twitter, we got a lot of new Twitter followers this week. Rob Kimball at Rob Kimball Brand. Lexi Angel at Lex IEA 14. Page Fan.
Wayne?
I was waiting for that.
Wayne's alternate account?
No, his name that he put on Twitter was Page Fan, and it's Brad_is_country.
Yeehaw.
Kid you not. Major Smook Logan at @TheReal_Smooky, SMOOKE.
Hey, Smokey.
No, it's Smooky.
Hey, Smokey.
Hey, yo, Smokey. Yo, Smokey, give us a hit us up, Smokey.
Hey, Smokey, you got some of the crunches? I could use some.
It's Friday. I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing to do. What are we going to do? Get high.
We're going to keep on with the Twitter handles.
Spencer Hollowbrook at Spencer Hollowbrook. HOLBROOK. Katie. Brian McGee at Nair Production.
Jeez.
Nair? Like the leg stuff?
I was thinking that.
Nairb. NARB Production. NAIRB Production. PROGUDCTION.
Can you tweet us and tell me what you're producing, please?
Brian McGee. Please tweet us, Brian McGee. And that's the person that's talking that doesn't have a Twitter account.
Exactly.
Please tweet him. David Bentley at St. John Rocket. And Wayne has a one email. Kat, I didn't get his email in today because his website didn't update. But go ahead, Wayne. A little special email.
So sorry, this is a big one because it's your brother, and I'm going to fuck it up. And yeah, I'm going to be in the doghouse.
Butcher like a baker.
Right.
Butchers are not bakers, DRG.
Damn it, this is Wayne. He can do whatever he wants.
Is this a growing up vamp
Except
email? Being
a real
this
American.
Is not a growing up vamp email. Holy shit, Katie.
My dude
actually
have an
funny,
interview
though.
Wants to go on a butchery academy.
And that stories. Pertains to this email, how, Wayne?
Does not at
Why
all.
Why would you say that? Go to
you
the
stuttered, You stuttered too hard to get into the butcher academy.
No, that was in Ipswich, and
all
that
right,
was going to cost me too much to go up the
That was it so where?
Hey, to Vamp's brother, we apologize. This is what happens whenever we get to the email section. We tend to just stroll off into random tangents, but we will read this.
We
will
try to save you from the Brit.
Look, Wayne, you have to do it in a country accent.
No, you're right. I can't even do it in a fucking farmer's accent, so it's not a lot
of that's good. Farmer's good. He's from the country, so there you go.
Well, just
how is
normal
he from the country
thing.
And you are not from the country if y'all are twins?
I've lived in Georgia. I've lived in Atlanta for like 10 years.
See, now this is the bio I want to hear is Bam's bio as told by his twin brother.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Growing
yeah.
up Bam.
Growing up Bam. Okay, that might be a segment we might work on. All right, Wayne, go ahead.
Sorry, growing up
Bam. All right. No garlic.
Here we go.
Katie again.
Hello, panel. So he's already politer than what you are.
You're right. On second shift, I send emails and be like, hey, fuckers.
Hello, panel.
Speaking of, piss off legend.
Right, can I start now?
Yes, go ahead.
Right, here we go. Don't ruin perfection. Hello, panel.
I'll quit. I'm going on mute. Bye.
Please do.
I'll get Legend to come and shout at you, DRG.
He's gonna.
Can we bring it back to wrestling content, please?
My brother's gonna be pissed at me. He's like, read the fucking email.
It's called reading top to bottom, left to right. Group words make a sentence. Fake telling for any headaches. Might offer any cramps.
Oh, my face hurts. Go, Wayne. Go, go.
Hello, panel. Oh, sorry.
PPS.
9.99.
All right. Seriously, let's go. Come on.
I'll start with a long comment and then a question. In a world with stars like Ray Rice, a footballer who knocked their wife out in an elevator, or numbers of stars in any sport that use drugs or get pulled over for drunk driving, and any other number of events and actions that are horrible in the news, now I know it's not cool to be an adult man and like John Cena. After Monday night and his confrontation with Paul Heyman, I hope this changes in the view of many men and the people in the country. Because, wow, we need more men to look up to like one like this. Heroes like John Cena should be respected, not disrespected with Cena sucks. Now, I know he's not the greatest wrestler and the five moves of doom and all that junk, but it's not what you do in the ring that makes you a man. It's what you do when no one's looking, and John Cena is still John Cena, inside and outside of the ring. Now the question, after Monday Night Raw, has your view on John Cena changed?
And that was from Matt. He forgot to end it, because I know he was rushing. Rocky Mountain High.
He's Russian. I thought he was American.
Wow, that was, man, if I had a symbol on this fucking computer, I would have played it.
You need to get a soundboard.
Rocky, I do need to get a soundboard. Rocky,
just put Kai on that.
Katal.
I know you didn't watch it and all, but what are your views on Cena?
I think I'm in complete agreement with your brother. I didn't see that segment, but I am constantly distressed at all the scumbags in professional sports and how people who do try to be upstanding people often get mocked and ridiculed, and I just really admire Cena's stance. You know, they kind of get some publicity off all the Make-A-Wish things, but he doesn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
DRG, what do you think? Did your view of him change at all?
No, and you can ask the guys when we were on the Skype call the other day. Like, I have a 4-year-old son, and he loves John Cena. So my appreciation for that guy being a stand-up role model for my kids has always been there. And as much as you see these professional athletes who are just bitter and spiteful and do
pieces
annoying stuff, or they
shit.
Say what?
That guy, that Rice guy, is a fucking piece of trash.
Yeah, but everybody has their issues in life. And for the most part, some of them try to keep their issues private, but there are people like, as I know Kat is going to crucify me for this, but CM Punk telling fans on Twitter to drink bleach or slapping fans in the crowd. Yes, he was provoked by it, but him doing that kind of stuff is not the kind of role model that I want my kids looking up to, regardless of how good I think he is on a microphone or in the ring. I don't ever think that there's ever been a time where I think he has been qualified to be the face of WWE, because he is not as good for PR points as what John Cena is.
Well, I mean, we can go out with that. What about the straight edge? John Cena's he's never talked about drugs or drinking at all.
Right, but CM Punk used it as a straight edge could have been used as something that was good, but it was used as something as I'm better than you because of this. It's arrogant, egotistical stuff, and those aren't traits that I want my children growing up thinking are the right way to be.
Okay.
So,
well, that's when he was the heel straight edge. When he was face straight edge, that would be the more role model of him saying, like, I don't do this, I don't do that. Competition is my drug and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But at the same time, too, which, Devil, I'm surprised you didn't bring this up, or maybe you remember it because it was your boy, Triple H, whenever CM Punk was that heel with the straight edge society and he was confronted with DX on something, CM Punk said something about being straight edge, and Triple H was just like, he was like, yeah, I don't do none of that stuff either, but you're still this and that, but which was a hilarious comment.
Yeah, yeah. Triple H doesn't do any of that
stuff.
Amy
Winehouse.
That's
kind of a weird comment now,
yeah, very much so. Yeah. Heavy, did your mind change about him? I know you and I we've become more and more, I've become more and more inclined to like John Cena as we've gone through the last, 6 months, but you've always liked John Cena.
It's one of those things that I can't say I've always liked him. I went through that period. I think every wrestling fan has to go through that period where it's kind of like being a teenager. You're going to rebel against him. You're not going to like this stuff about him. But when you just really look at him and you look at the wrestling as old as people, like, I want him to change. I want him to this, that. Well, that he's not for you. He's mm-hmm. for the kids, and he is a perfect role model. Stuff that he does, and I forget when the point that I finally changed my mind on John Cena. I want to say it was when he had the first feud with The Rock. It was because I really couldn't stand The Rock, and even my opinion actually on The Rock has changed. But John Cena does do work that people, like, just even in the ring, that people don't really recognize, and mm-hmm. I've come to recognize, and just some of the stuff behind the scenes. He's on the list of wrestlers I want to meet. If he were to be at a Comic-Con, or if I'd have some sort of chance to meet him, I would want to meet him, and I would want to just shake his hand and be like, you know, it's not the cool thing to like you, but I respect the fuck out of you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Katie, the first
one. Tell him thank you.
And I'll be like, never give up.
Never give up. Katie.
Well, I actually did meet John Cena, and he was cool, but I get why people are so tired of him and bored of him. He's not the best wrestler in the world, but I do respect him of what he does outside the ring, meeting all the children and being a great role model. I think because you could tell by in his promo, he got emotional about it, and you could tell that means a lot to him. And it doesn't really matter, like, if he changes his character or not. I think it's what's important to him, and my opinion on him hasn't really changed. So.
Okay. Chevy.
I mean, I've been a big fan of his in-ring work and as a wrestler. Outside of the ring, he does a lot of great work, although there's all that evidence that points towards the fact that he cheated on his wife. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I don't consider him a role model. I don't think anyone who breaks marriage vows, I don't think very highly of them. It's just a personal thing. But I don't know why my view of someone should change just because someone else sunk lower. And the other thing is, moving on to Ray Rice, I mean, everyone knew what happened. People just tried to ignore it because they didn't actually see it. But if you put together all the evidence, you knew that he clocked her in that elevator.
Oh, yeah.
People were just living in a state of denial, like the NFL was, because they didn't actually see it happen.
I look at that. I mean, we're getting into like a whole different tangent, but yeah, you didn't see it happen, but you also didn't know any of the other story of what happened just in the elevator. What were I didn't see the video because it's one of those things, and I think me and Devil kind of had this conversation on something else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch something if I just see the description of it, and I'm like, I don't want to see this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Period. But it's, what if it would have started with his wife hitting him and then he fired back? Does that change?
No.
To some people, that changes it. I mean,
it
does change
to me.
But I think that's one of those things you don't know. Because I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, if that was my daughter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well, if she threw a first punch, if that was your daughter, she shouldn't be doing that, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
He shouldn't be doing it, but she shouldn't be doing either.
I agree, but that's not the question. Chevy,
yeah, but he's looking at it from the same aspect of, like, whenever Jay-Z got into that fist fight in the elevator.
Exactly.
Because it came out later that Solance and him were supposedly sleeping together and all this other stuff. You never know the whole truth. All you know is what is presented to you.
That's fine, DG. I'm not talking about that. Chevy, does your opinion change of him since Monday, since that promo he cut?
Of Cena?
Yeah.
No, because he's the same person I thought he was.
Okay, all right.
What is your exact view on Cena? Just because of the marriage vows thing?
I mean, I don't think of him as, like, a worse person than other people, but I'm secretly, like, just hesitant to, like, put him on a pedestal of, like, a model of good behavior. Because for me personally, I'd rather see someone not get involved in making a wish, but be a great husband. And I don't want to get into some giant ethical debate. It's just a personal thing.
We're not going to get into debate. It's fine.
Yeah.
Katie, you want to?
Yeah, we did that last week.
Wayne, what do you did you have your did your opinions change?
No, because that's the same. The thing is with John Cena, I get frustrated that. Not with him, because I think he is a good role model. And I don't get frustrated with his character, because without him being what he has the same character for all these years, he wouldn't be what he is today, which is that massive number one face in the company that is idolized by children. The only thing I get frustrated by him is that he is the safety net of the company and they rely on him far too much. And that does get stale, but they don't deserve the hate he gets. And I can't say my opinion has changed of him, because that's a similar promo to what he always does. And I always think for about 5 minutes after I've seen a promo, yeah, actually, he won me round. And then you just think, it's the same promo he always does. And that's WWE's fault, because every time Vince get cold feet about direction, pulling John Cena, and that's not John Cena's fault. That's right. More of Vince McMahon's fault.
I think I would disagree. I don't think it's the same promo. I think there's different. The Bray Wyatt promos are not the same as the promos he's cutting now. The promo
that's
he
exactly
cut,
the same.
No, wait
was,
a minute. Wait a minute. No way.
Last night
no,
was
no. It's
ring
not.
Out the
it's
hill
not
in
Wayne.
You.
Wayne. It's if not the same promo. Go back and watch the Bray Wyatt promos. The Bray Wyatt promos are full of about what the legacy that he's going to leave behind. That has nothing to do. It was the in-ring legacy that he was going to leave behind. The fact that he's been at the company for 12 years, he doesn't take vacations, he doesn't take breaks. The only time he takes breaks is when that was what he was talking about. And even the promos before this fight, with the promo before Brock, was about how he was going to beat Brock because he's a fighter, because he works day in and day out at this company, and Brock takes long breaks between fights. They're completely different promos. They have the same passion, but they're different promos. They're talking about different subjects.
I agree with Wayne. I think it's him doing the same thing with the same angles that he's always been about. There's the same mantra of John Cena. You can add depth to that character by making it about his legacy or by making it about him keeping the fight, but it always comes back to the depth of the character being, I am about hustle, I am about loyalty, I am about respect, and I am about never giving up.
No, and I agree on that. I get what Wayne's going to. Those are all his main points. But in my opinion, he's still cutting different promos. Like, if it was the same, if he came out and said the same exact thing every single, like, I do this many make-a-wishes. I do this. This is what I do. Every single time he comes out and says the same thing. But that's not true.
The point, the word for word, and the angle of the promos are the same. I'm just saying the promos result in the same general point, which is just about how he's never going to give up and how he's doing it for the crowd.
He's John Cena.
If you're looking at a black and white world, yes, the promos are the same.
Yeah,
like I said,
but they're going to be
against him. I'm holding it against the company for turning it style by always. There's ways you could keep his character without going down the same road, and unfortunately, they've already admitted that I can't remember what interview it was, but it was with a WWE star, and that was that Vince gets cold feet and will resort back to John Cena when he sees any dip in ratings or anything. He will drop everything and bring Cena in, and that just makes it stale for me. That's nothing to do with John Cena. I think people, when they direct their hate towards Cena, are getting frustration mixed up with hate, and they should just step back and just think, well, yeah, he's not for me, blah, blah, blah. And he'll move on one day, and there's no point keep like directing hate at him. So just wait until like he's not on the title picture anymore. He's not going to last forever.
When it comes down to it, everybody cuts the same promo. They're going to cut the same promo as their character. Mm-hmm. Granted, Cena hasn't changed in such a long time, so that's why it seems bigger. But when it comes down to it, they all cut the same promo. Unless your promo is very, very significant, it's going to be the same.
Okay. And that's exactly the same with like storylines with wrestling as well. There's only so many storylines. That's why people keep accusing companies of copying each other. No, there's only so many sort of typical wrestling storylines you can have, and that's
all right. I'm gonna sum this up real quick. My opinion. Is that John never give up. John Cena is John Cena, and John Cena will always be John Cena as far as I'm concerned. I don't think he's ever going to turn heel. I know we don't talk about it on the All Weekend Review Wrestling.com, but John Cena is going to be John Cena. As far as him, everyone compares him to Hulk Hogan. Much, better role model, in my opinion. If you want to point out a role model in wrestling, my opinion is that he is a much better role model than Hulk Hogan ever was.
'80s is different than Hogan in the '90s.
I agree, but I'm not comparing. I'm comparing him now. Ever was.
God forbid he don't release a sex tape.
I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What
happened? Even that.
Well,
it's not even that. It's not even that. There was always allegations about Hulk Hogan being shady, doing this, doing deals, all kinds of stuff. You'd never hear that from John Cena, ever. Mm-hmm. Now, but, don't get me wrong, there's a lot more that we've learned from there. So Vic McMahon does different business than he did back then. I understand that. But there's a lot of shadiness that went on with Hulk Hogan back in the 80s and
Hogan protected Vince in a way John Cena never can.
I understand that, Chevy. Let me get through this and we can move on, okay? All right.
He wrote it out, damn it.
Now, if you're going to have a role model, in my opinion, you done moving your mic? Okay. In my opinion, if you're going to have a role model, I don't think it should be anybody on TV. That's my opinion. I think it should be you, yourself, and you. That's what it should be. It should be your dad, your mom, your aunt, your brother, your sister, whatever. It should be the people in your lives are your role models, not anybody else outside on TV in general. Is having a role model, holding someone up to that pedestal on TV is ridiculous. My opinion. Did my opinion change about John Cena? Did my opinion change about John Cena? No, they didn't change because I already knew he was that guy. I already knew he broke the record with the Make-A-Wishes. And that is a credit to his personality, and that's a credit to what he's dedicated to. The reason why I have to go to Atlanta on Thursday is to visit someone that has problems, that has a Make-A-Wish fulfilled. And knowing that person and knowing how little time it means that you can give up from your day to spend time with those people, especially when your day is so busy, full of everything. You have to get up at 3:00 in the morning to travel, and then you have to meet these people. You have to put on a good face. You have to talk with them. They're strangers. You don't know what to talk to them about. I mean, you have to do all this stuff, and you still have to fit in this family that just wants to meet you for like 5 minutes. But a lot of them don't do that, and he does. A lot of celebrities don't want that. They don't want anything to do with that. And he takes his time to do that. So, in knowing that, yeah, I mean, in my opinion, he's a good guy. Not the perfect role model in the whole world. Absolutely not. Neither is CM Punk. Neither is Hulk Hogan. Neither is anybody else on TV. Don't make your role models on TV. Put your role models with the people in your lives.
Honestly, though, those people in your lives aren't perfect either.
No, nobody's fucking perfect. Nobody.
Not meaning to like really contradict, but like one reason why people look up to people who are on TV and everything, because it's
TV.
This is people who, normal people who grew up probably less fortunate, maybe similar situations that you're in, and they've made it. Well, one example that I'll bring up, and I think is probably one of the perfect role models in WWE besides John Cena, if you want to look past his marital problems, but that's Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was a guy who worked hard for years, and look at the life he has lived. I mean, that's why like someone like that would be a role model, because it's like, I'm nobody. You were a nobody at one point. You worked 10 years hard around the country, around the globe, building your craft, doing all this stuff, and then you got in the WWE, and you worked your way up to the top, and now you're married to a freaking Bella, someone who probably wouldn't give him the time of day before.
Yeah.
It's that's why someone like that is a role model.
Well, I'd extend that by saying, again, unlike Hogan, you've never heard anybody say a bad word about the guy in real life.
Oh yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you said, Heavy. I totally agree. You know, but to me, it's still TV. He's a good guy. Hell, from what I heard, Triple H is a great guy. You know, he worked hard, came up through the ranks, did some dirt, you know, whatever. But pick your role models wisely. You know, don't let some whore on TV be your role model. Because that's
I agree with you, Vamp. But that's from a fantasy standpoint. Like, if you look at
it's TV
from a real world standpoint, not everybody's going to have those perfect role models. So it's cool to see somebody like Daniel Bryan or an MVP or a.
No,
so many of these guys that have made it through tough times.
I got lucky. I have a great mom and dad. I can look up to my mom and dad as my role models. That's, I mean, I'm a lucky one. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm super lucky when it comes to that. I know how lucky I am. So, but look up to somebody like Rocky Mountain High, who does charity every single weekend.
And is old as shit.
Yeah.
Been around the block. No, yeah, I do like the after school special look, though. I mean, it fits this podcast very well.
All right, moving on. Best of the week this week. Rocky Mountain High, give us your best of the week.
Oh, boy. I'd have to say the Monday Night Wars, because it's about the only thing I saw this week. But it's just consistently great every week.
Fantastic. RMH. I mean, DRG. It's a long podcast.
My best of the week is Manic being abducted by James Storm's Revolution. That was eerily creepy enough, and with the way that Sonata bowed to his master and then gave his homage of a super kick to the kneeling Manic, and they drug him out by his feet, it just fit where they're going with the Revolution.
Sounds great. They take it to the sex shed into the middle of the woods like they did Sonata.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, great. The sex shed is so creepy. And honestly, there was another part where Brittany and Samuel Shaw had a little interaction backstage. And after hearing Captain Awesome on Second Shift last week, I would not mind seeing Brittany being another one added into that.
Sounds like what Wyatt should be doing right now.
Yeah, well, they're not. And that means that TNA sucks because WWE is greater because Wyatt didn't do it.
Of course.
I didn't say any.
Jesus. I'm not saying you. It's this. This hypocritical stance that I keep seeing on the internet so much is why I made the comment. If the Bella segment had been on TNA, do you know how bad TNA would have been crucified
for
that?
We're not the internet. I mean, we're on the internet, but we're not the internet.
I understand, but we have people listening right now that I guarantee you have sparked this interest from message boards, and I'm just trying to provide them with the idea that there is a different way of thinking than what you see
then
all the time.
Don't be so negative about it. Just be like, look, TNA's doing something good. The WWE should pick up on it. They're not. And they're falling. They're falling behind TNA as far as a creepy character is concerned. Absolutely. If you want to see a good creepy character, go watch
James Storm.
James Storm on TNA. Thank you. Heavy set. Best of the week.
Not Roman Reigns.
What about Roman Reigns?
I said not Roman.
Oh yeah, not Roman Reigns.
My picture was Roman Reigns.
Yes, I got you. I got you. Heavy set.
Dolphin is on Raw. What?
No, so good. I enjoy them so much right now.
He just come in his pants.
I did. That was me going, oh. And with Sandow put in there, just copying the Miz all the way down to the ring, I fucking loved it.
I mean, Miz and Dolph have great chemistry. I think these are two really good friends behind the scenes. And for them to finally get a chance where they could work together and I feel like whenever Dolph was on the microphone that this was one of the first times that he's been given a microphone and really got to speak in quite some time. And there's people that I know back when he won the World Heavyweight Championship that, oh, he's not good on the mic. And I was just like, no, dude, he's good. He just doesn't give time. And I don't know if that was before or after I knew that he was a stand-up comic on the side, just something that he does for fun. So I love just seeing him get those moments. And the other one, even though I didn't watch it, I do love seeing it, and it's something that I hope DRG's sitting down, I'm going to applaud, but that Jessica Havoc being on TNA and Impact Wrestling.
That was awesome.
Like I said, I didn't watch it, but it's to see her on there. The knockout division could be really, really good, but the only thing is they don't have a standard division. There's certain people that are just from they'll use from time to time, and there's people obviously who just left and people that they're trying to bring in. But if they were to go make signings on the indies, the female talent is the one talent that WWE doesn't touch. Mm-hmm. They signed Sarah Del Rey, and that's like the last female indie talent they've signed. When I've seen Brittany, who was Santana Garrett in the indies, I looked at her, I'm like, somebody needs to pick her up, and TNA was the one that rang in my head. Not that long later, she was signed by TNA. Seeing Jessica Havoc get signed, that's great. I'm curious to see what, because I know Jessica Havoc is going to be on the one night only. I'm wanting to know if they're going to have to go back and like redo commentary, because when they recorded it, they hadn't brought her on or nothing, and now she might be seemed like she's going to be used a little bit longer. She changed her Twitter handle. So I'm curious. I'm very curious there. But they could sign so much more talent to make that knockout division actually be very legit.
Okay. All right. Katie, the first lady. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, I have a regular best of the week and a personal best of the week. All the right. Regular one is the NXT match from Raw. I thought it was awesome. They utilized their time very well, each performer, and it's a good teaser for the show on Thursday.
Okay.
And my personal one is that I got retweeted by AJ again.
She did.
Not that dinner's in the microwave?
Yeah, no.
Maybe best of the day. Chevy, best of the week.
Yeah, mine's semi-similar to Heavy. I was just going to say my best of the week was the knockouts in general, because you had the match between Taryn Terrell and Gail Kim. That was really awesome and looked really good. And then to see Jessica Havoc come out at the end and just destroy both of them, it got me really excited for the knockout division.
All right. Awesome, man. Sounds like some good stuff going on TNA. Wayne is a baker.
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
Taryn Terrell is overrated.
Yes. I agree.
She is not as, like, people like, oh my god, she's so great. No, you know the reason why she's great? Because they put her with Gail Kim. Yeah. Gail Kim is just like the many wrestlers you've heard the phrase used for. She could have a 5-star match with a broomstick.
Gotcha.
Not she meaning does. Angelina. Not she meaning does. Angelina Love.
She does.
Taryn Terrell is willing to risk her body. That's what I give her credit for. Because if you look, she is doing stunts in spots that you wouldn't see many of the other ones do. But at the same time, you see Angelina Love taking that spot off the second rope onto the chairs the other week. But I will say this, Havoc showing up with a double air raid crash and then stacking the bodies was probably one of the best images that have been laid out on Impact in a while.
All right. Wayne is a baker. Best of the week.
I'm going to lower the tone here. Best of the week. Velvet Sky nude picture.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Pervert Jerry Lawler.
Wow. Don't
at least apologize. At least apologize to Katie,
yes,
damn it.
Apologize.
I did.
Oh, yeah, did.
What about
Dayton? Yeah, what about did. The Melina cut him off.
I don't give a shit about that.
Did you catch AIDS from looking at it?
All right, moving on.
No, but while looking at it, you can actually figure out how big Batista's dick is.
Wow. Kate, we're sorry.
Wow. My best of the week, NXT, last week, all top four guys in the ring against new and older opponents. Fantastic. We got to see a couple of new opponents. There was this one new opponent that I think was fighting Tyler Breeze this week that I thought he was just fantastic. Just great, man. If you get a chance to go back and watch last week's NXT, go back and watch it and then watch TakeOver on Thursday. It's going to be fantastic. Unfortunately, again, like I'm saying, I'm probably not going to be able to see it, but live at least. Anybody want to talk
for
about
how
anything?
Much?
For $9.99. Sorry, Kata.
Can we get a $9.99 soundbite? No, you need a soundboard so we can get the $9.99.
No.
Don't steal Spanish announce table's gimmick.
Anybody want to talk about anything else?
We did the PS.
tweet the table if you got any more comments on this segment.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw
tweet
up.
The table.
All right.
I love you, man.
With that going on, again, you can interact with us in three different ways. Follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DSJNP. Or email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Yes, we spend that much time on almost every email because we like to talk a bunch of shit. For that, this week, Rocky Mountain High, where are you at?
You can find me on Twitter at RMTNHIGH, Rocky Mountain High.
DRG, where can we find you?
You can't find me anywhere except for the AWWIR group me. I do have the blogs that I actually got picked up. Captain Austin texted me the other day and asked me if I could start posting syndicated blogs on SpanishAnnounceTable.net.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. So I'm planning on getting a new one out either Wednesday or Thursday. So if you want, follow either SpanishAnnounceTable.net or Talk TNA Podcast to catch any of my writing.
Done.
Which if you think I could talk a lot on here, you should see how
Holy
much I write.
Shit, he writes so much. My phone had just...
But it was in-depth, was it not?
It was very in-depth, very, very informative.
If you've ever been unsatisfied with the length of a Russian novel, just read DRG stuff.
Damn right.
Heavy set, where you at?
I am in Laredo, Texas.
And
I'm sorry.
Where can we find you?
currently in Laredo, Texas.
Oh, Katie, the first lady.
Getting shot.
Katie, the
first
lady.
No, I'm at a safe spot. It's okay.
Katie, the first lady.
At Katie, first lady, K-A-T-I-E, the number one. S-T-L-A-T-Y. I almost forgot how to spell it.
What the hell?
Follow me. AJ retweets me and Paul Heyman retweets me. So there.
Yeah, she's better than you. Chevy. Cool.
You assholes can find me at Second Shift Pod.
You're such a dick.
I just got a text that Sean O'Hare passed away today.
Who's Sean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just retweeted that.
Before the show.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I'm just now seeing it.
I'm sorry to hear about Sean. Wayne is a baker.
You can interact with me on many more levels and three ways, but if you just want to keep at the Twitter, you can contact me on at Wayne as a baker.
Ew.
Or at Second Shift Pod, which you can find me on tomorrow.
Those are even. That's too many.
Can you whittle that down a little, buddy?
Katie said, ew. you can find me at Devil Vamp at Devil Vamp on Twitter. And again, email us, please, guys. Give us some emails. We will talk about them on the thing.
You really don't have to, guys.
Going out's going to be Exodus. Once again, got some new music from Exodus this week, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool, by the way.
You liked it? You liked it last week?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I liked it.
Going out, Exodus. You can find them on Twitter, Exodus4JC. And Elizabeth, we love you.
Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. Why is it I fidget, I fret, let every little thing just bother me? Bottle it up, let it pop and fizz, and just hold on with no release. Comes in contact with my skin, and then it creeps up underneath. Lord, let me dismiss this mess and leave it all right under me. It's tough, I struggle daily. I tug, I pull, I'm shaking. Like leaves and fall, I fall in, then proceed to rake the pain in. It lives, it breathes, I've raised it. Resides right where my brain is. This time I kick it out and tell my past to sit the pain. Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. I hear this noise always, this voice in my ear. You can't do what they do, you're losing hair. Must bring myself to the point I do not care. My image is my guide, and my guide, yes, he lives in here. Running on thoughts like that's my house, like that idea somehow my home. One word, one time, one thing, like Jim, it burns, and then I let it roam. Pursuit of God is daily. The truth is I'm just lazy. I do the things I hate while leaving what I love and waiting. Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. He said this, she said that. People say that X can't rap. Fine by me, I can't ride the beat. The concept sucks and the music's whack. I stress about the stuff I just can't control. People have opinions and the fact is I should let it roll. If it's too small, just let it go. But like Kutsu, don't let it grow. Bothered me so many times, but in right mind, so not no more. What's so addicted time for no escape? Like skates, I'm in line. Inhabited my habits till I'd had it left with my pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack the spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind. I hear this noise always, this voice in my ear. You can't do what they do, you're losing hair. Must bring myself to the point I do not care. My image is my guide, and my guide, yes, he lives in here. Let this junk just get to me. Is it real what they think, what they feel is me? It's been pinned up, can I set it free? Can't let them kill what I sweat and breathe. Truth be told, they ain't got a clue what the truth is though. I'm pushing
frozen snow, piled up in the parking lot. So clear myself a path to go. Pack bags, trunk pack, I'm leaving my sin behind. All black, leather back, read his word, I crack his spine. Bad dreams, bad things, why can't you just leave my mind? New heart has moved forward, now I put my past behind.